And VCE, now we had a brief discussion about this the other day, but James Molino, who is the Deputy Premier, the Minister for Mental Health and the Minister for Education, has put out a press release today. It says, supporting our senior secondary students to succeed. And for the second year running, the government is going to employ the thing they call the Consideration of Educational Disadvantage, or the CED, to help adjust VCE results. So basically, it's special consideration for Year 12 students whose VCE has been adversely affected. Now, that's fine. But the problem is this. In the press release, James Molino says, but the Victorian Curriculum and Assessment Authority will again use the CED process to finalise VCE results for each and every student completing one or more VCE scored subject. Each and every student. Now, the problem with that is that what you get from VCE is an ATAR. It is a ranking from the absolute smartest students right down to the least smart. And you can't lift everybody up in a ranking because it's just impossible. In fact, the moment you lift one person up, by definition, you push others down. So I just don't know how the state government can do this. So I applaud the sentiment to try and help Year 12 students who have been adversely affected by lockdowns. No doubt there's tens of thousands of them out there. But if the government tries to help every student, it, by definition, helps none. Or for everyone that it helps, it actually makes life worse for the others. I don't know, maybe James Molino didn't study maths himself.